Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, I think we're live. Shalom, and welcome to another edition of The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm your host, Bishop Yael Sopka with the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ. My co-host, Adrian Pinchazel.
Kazaki Shah.
And once again, you're tuning into The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. Before we get things started this evening, I want to say shalom, peace, and blessings, and salutations to the leadership structure of the nation of Israel. First, starting off with the Holy Ghost and Comforter, Holy Apostle Shira, Priest, Isaac, Doctor. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle Chief, High Priest Ariel, and Holy Apostle and Chief, High Priest Shah. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforters 42, Chief Priests, Elect Ladies, and Holy Women of our nation. I want to say shalom to the Chief Bishop and Bishops of states, cities, boroughs, departments, and units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, starting off with the 13 Shield Generals, the 12 Shield Generals, all Shields and Generals. I want to say shalom to the captains and officers, to the New Hebrew Academy. I want to say shalom to the Young Men and Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the sisters of our nation, the daughters of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to the children of our nation, the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And tonight's show was supposed to be last week's show, but we were in the midst of the 8 days of Hanukkah, is what's holding you back from the Holy Spirit. We're going to start off 1 second. We're going to start off with Luke, St. Luke, chapter 14, verses 16 through 24. And just pause after each verse, please.
Luke, what chapter, sir?
Chapter 14, verse 16 through 24.
Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many.
Okay, this certain man that bade a supper was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he invited a whole lot of people to this supper. Read.
Verse 17, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready.
Again, the Lord our Savior Jesus Christ had all things ready at his supper, and again, he was inviting special guests, VIPs, to his dinner. Read on.
Verse 18, and they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused.
Now, I want everybody to really focus on what's going on here. Here it is, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ made a supper, got it ready, and started to send out his invites. And what happened? What happened? People immediately started to make excuses. Read.
Verse 19. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused.
You see that? More excuses. Read.
Verse 20, and another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.
See, this brother is saying, listen, because there was a custom that we had when you got married, that you sort of have time to settle your house or get into a house, get settled, and have children, so you can keep your name going. So his brother tried to bring in the customs of the Jews. Read.
Verse 21. So the servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind.
Now, I want you to go back. Go back to when they gave the Lord the excuses. Go back to that part.
Verse 18, and they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of land, of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused.
Read.
Verse 20, and another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.
Read.
Verse 21.
This is the part right here. Come on.
So that servant came and showed his Lord these things.
So again, hold on. They came and gave the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, all the excuses, and let's see how the Lord reacted.
Then the master of the house, being angry,
angry. You see that? Here it is. The Lord Jesus Christ prepared a dinner and invited his special guests. And what happened? Excuses came up. And when they gave the Lord those excuses, it said that he was angry. Now, again, the topic of this show is what? What's holding you back from the Holy Spirit? Because when we present the truth to you, which is the Spirit of truth, which is the Spirit, again, because God sent Comforter, he's in our church. He's teaching us. We're giving out the information that he gives to us. So when we present you with the Spirit, why is it that you give excuse? Well, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to commit. I think about it. Well, I already go to a church. I'm not quite ready yet. I got some habits that I'm working on. Maybe I'll come next month. See, you're not giving those excuses to man. You're giving them to the Lord. We're just the messengers. You think you're giving an excuse to the messenger, but no, you're actually giving it to the Lord. And how does he feel about excuses? It makes him very angry. Read.
Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind.
Read.
Verse 22, and the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room.
You see that? So here it is. The Lord actually said, you know what? The ones that I invited, they don't want to come? Then guess what? Go out and invite others. And when they went out to get those other people, there was still room to come into the supper. Now, let's see what happened after that.
Verse 23, and the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled.
You see that? What is it all about? It's all about filling the house of the Lord. It's all about filling up the house of the Lord. You understand that? That's what it's about. That's what it's about. Continue.
Verse 24, for I say unto you that none of those men which were bitten shall taste of my supper.
You see what? The Lord, they had a chance to taste of the Lord's supper, but they gave excuse. And they said, what? None of them is going to get the blessing. From there, let's end it with this. Let's go to Hosea. Chapter 14, verse 1, quickly. Hosea chapter 14, verse 1. The engineer is wrapping this up. We want to make sure we want to get this out.
Hosea chapter 14 verse 1.
Come on.
O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God.
You see what the Lord wants you to do? He wants you to return unto him. Read.
For thou hast fallen by thine iniquity.
You see that? We fell because of our sins. Read.
Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so we render the calves of our lips.
Is that the end of the verse?
Yes, sir.
So it's time to return unto the Lord. Time to return to the Lord. Stop playing around. Stop making excuses. Come on back to him. With that, I want to say thank you for tuning into The Truth from PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. Next Saturday is going to be part two of What's Holding You Back from the Holy Spirit. I want to say God bless, good night, and shalom.